जैया राधा माधवा कुंज बिहारे जैया राधा माधवा कुंज बिहारे जय विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राज आचार्य अष्टोत्तर शत श्रीमद इज डिवाइन ग्रेस एसी भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी शिल प्रभुपाद की जय विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राज आचार्य अष्टोत्तर शत श्रीमद इज डिवाइन ग्रेस भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती गोस्वामी महाराज शिल प्रभुपाद की अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की इस्कॉन फाउंडर आचार्य शिल प्रभुपाद की करंतरा श्रीमं भागवतं की निताय गौर प्रेमानंदे ओ ग्लोरीस टू द असेंबल डेवोटीस ओ ग्लोरीस टू द असेंबल डेवोटीस ओ ग्लोरीस टू द असेंबल डेवोटीस ओ ग्लोरीस टू शिशि गुरु शि गौरंगा ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 8, Withdrawal of the Cosmic Creation, Chapter 12, the Mohini Murti Incarnation Bewilders Lord Shiva. Text number 38. Sri Bhagavan Ubacha Distya Tvam Bibhuda Sresta Svannishtan Atmanastita Jamestri Rupaya Jamestri Rupaya Swairam Mohito Pyangamayaya Distya Tvam Bibhuda Sreshta Somnistan Atmanastita Jammestri Rupaya Swairam Mohito Pyangamayaya Distya Tvam Bibhuda Sreshta Svannishtan Atmanastita Jammestri Rupaya Swairam Mohito Pyangamayaya Please chant. Sri Bhagavan Uvacha. The Supreme Personality of God has said, Distya, all auspiciousness, Tvam, unto you, Bibhuda Shrestha, sorry, it's actually Bibhuda Shrestha, O best of all demigods, Swam, in your own, Nishtam, fixed situation, Atmana, of your own self, Stitaha, you are situated, Yat, as, Me, mine, Stri Rupaya, appearance like a woman, Swairam, sufficiently, Mohitaha, enchanted, Api, in spite of, Anga, O Lord Shiva, Mayaya, by my potency. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. The Supreme Personality of God has said, O best of the demigods, although you have been amply harassed because of my potency in assuming the form of a woman, you are established in your position. Therefore, may all good fortune be upon you. Purport. Since Lord Shiva is the best of the demigods, he is the best of all devotees. Vaishnavan yata shambhu. His exemplary character was therefore praised by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who gave his benediction by saying, quote, may all good fortune be upon you. When a devotee becomes a little proud, the Supreme Lord sometimes exhibits his supreme power to dissipate the devotee's misunderstanding. After being amply harassed by Lord Vishnu's potency, Lord Shiva resumed his normal, unagitated condition. This is the position of a devotee. A devotee should not be agitated under any circumstances, even in the worst reverses. As confirmed in the Bhagavad Gita 6:22, Jasmin stito nadukena gurunapi bichalyate. Because of his full faith in the Supreme Personality of Godhead, a devotee is never agitated, even in the greatest trials. This pridelessness is possible only for the first class devotees, of whom Lord Shambhu is one. Sri Bhagavan Ubacha, Distya Tvam Bhi Buddha Sireshta, Sannishtan Atmana Stitaha, Yam me stri rupaya swairam mohito pyanga mayaya. The Supreme Personality of God had said, O best of the demigods, although you have been amply harassed because of my potency in assuming the form of a woman, you are established in your position. Therefore, may all good fortune be upon you. Om ajnana timirandasya jananjana shalakaya chakshur ummilitam yena. Tasmai Sri Guruvai Namaha. Namo Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasaya Bhutale Shrimate Swamite. Namo Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swamin Iti Namine. Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pashati Ade Chatarine Vancha Kalpa Taruvyascha Kripa Sindhu Vyayavacha Patitanam Pavane Vyo Vaishnave Vyo Namo Namaha. So, how to please the personality of Godhead for the devotee?
Lord Shiva, he asked the personality of Godhead to show him the Mohinimurti manifestation. And although he lost it, due to the display of the potency of the Lord, Lord Shiva, said here in the verses, that he was amply harassed, meaning that it was quite a shake for him. Harassing someone is, you know, not very comfortable, to say the least. So, but the principle that is being praised here is that Lord Shiva could understand throughout the whole thing. Well, when he lost it, he lost it. But in the beginning and at the end, he could understand Krishna's position. He didn't waver. His proper understanding of who he is and who is Krishna and what the relationship is. So, in the beginning, when he prayed to the Lord to show the Mohinimurti, he approached Krishna as the servant and requested, "May I see?" And at the end, when he realized that he was victimized by the potencies of the Lord, then he felt very proud of how wonderful the Lord is. Yesterday we heard that there was no shame, there was no remorse, there was no not bad feeling. Rather, he was quite happy and proud of how wonderful Krishna is. So that attitude, that type, and what Prabhupada points out in the purport is due to humility. That type of humility, of understanding his subordinate position towards Krishna, is only possible in pure devotees. That type of humility. So Krishna was very pleased when he saw that, when he saw the display of devotion, the display of understanding that Lord Shiva had. So Lord Shiva is one of the Mahajans, so how we, the instruction that is being given is that we should follow the footsteps of the Mahajans. So how do we apply this situation? And it's a very common thing that we do, you know, in our process of trying to cultivate Krishna consciousness. How many times we go to the deities and prayer for the help in becoming more fixed up in devotional service? You know, we pray to the Lord, please help me remove all these things, or help me being able to perform this particular service, gain the intelligence to perform the particular service. Or so many things that we try to approach the Lord and with the humility, with the sincere desire to actually overcome some obstacle in our spiritual life and do better. And many times we come with an idea that, oh, only if Krishna, makes this arrangement, then I will be able to be better situated for serving. And then Krishna comes with some complete different arrangement. And in fact, rather than to eliminate obstacles, it looks like we pile with obstacles. It looks like, you know, the whole thing is like, now I'm completely harassed by all kinds of things that pops out. That what happened? We need to put a lock on that bathroom. So then we're completely harassed. See that the thing solve itself. What a disturbance always is this guy. To the devotees that are watching, we're dealing constantly with some of the elements, you know, the reverses. So now, instead of having some path free for us to be able to serve the Lord, then now we're like piled with all kinds of things that we're almost like Lord Shiva, aghast. You know, are the things that are happening. I bet when Lord Shiva was approaching the Lord, well, I can't say that because, you know, I mean, it's Lord Shiva and we cannot even understand what his mentality is. But it seems, at least from my conditioned perspective, that he was not expecting to be place into that position, that he completely lost it. And it seems that way because he was aghast. He was horrified. So, meaning that it's not what he was expecting. Maybe he was expecting just to see this wonderful manifestation that completely bewilders, you know, the demons in such a way, powerful demons. But not to get him to do all the things that he did, you know, he was horrified. So, similarly, in so many cases it happened, at least, you know, I have experienced it many times and constantly experience that we pray for purification, we pray for help, and then all of a sudden, you know, things just start to pop, and this one pop, and then went, oh, where is this coming from? You know, I didn't have that problem before. You know, it's like, you know, all these different sort of desires and behaviors and things that, you know, like that are. You know, it bewilders us sometimes. And what is the difference of someone of the character Lord Shiva and someone that is many of us, like I trying to, you know, just overcome this very heavy anarthas? But the difference, Lord Shiva, once he passed that moment of illusion or bewilderment, he was perfectly situated. So his position of understanding, oh, Krishna's arrangement, Krishna's potency, it's wonderful, how amazing. And then he could understand, he was perfectly situated, undisturbed. And then the Lord was very pleased. He said, may all good fortune be upon you. You know. So in many of our cases, in general, when we go through that bewilderment experience, we start to find our reaction is that we start to find external reasons sometimes. So we experience not only internal conflict but also external conflict with others. And at one point, as we start to become more mature, we start to realize that Krishna is making a very special arrangement for our purification. What does that mean? That he is allowing us to see the block. In general, many of the things that are so ingrained in our condition, the anarthas, the unwanted things that are deep in our heart, in our consciousness, many of the things we're not fully aware of what they are and how they act. Condition means, you know, that you're almost forced to act like that. It's a norm. So you're not, in many cases, we're not aware of, you know, what is this thing that is present. You know, we have a sense that, you know, people just rationalize. Yeah, I'm passionate. When I have, you know, actually you may have a bit of a anger issue. Or, you know, I'm curious. You may have a bit of a, you know, insecurity or so, you know, all kinds of things, you know. It goes deeper. It's like a, you know, in general, we're dealing with these things, you know, it's like a tip of an iceberg. We see, you know, the thing, oh yeah, you know, I got that one, you know, I see it, you know, we can go around, but then, no, it's not going around. Underneath, it's a monster. So when we ask Krishna for that and Krishna is reciprocating with our sincerity, he allows to witness the depth of these things. And then, oh my God, then you go, you know, I see. And then the sincerity is that now it's easier for you, once you know how deep is rooted this thing is, to be able to start to work on it, to eliminate it. And that's Krishna's reciprocation. So the response of a devotee who is gaining maturity is great gratitude. We're grateful. We're grateful that Krishna is doing this. You know, we understand, oh, Krishna is answering my prayers. And then, you know, one starts to make an effort to eliminate those things. So if we remain like that, that's following, of course, that's not on the level of Lord Shiva, because Lord Shiva was perfectly situated. You know. Not necessarily with, in general, with most of us. But nevertheless, as we follow in the footsteps, we just become very grateful and proud of how wonderful my master is, how kind he is, that he's allowed me to see these things. That he's allowed me to be able to get a chance to really go at the task of eliminating this. And now you become more focused on your endeavor of anartha nivritti. And you can pray to the Lord, oh, thank you so much. Now I understand that it's not that I have, you know, that I have a passionate, you know, Latin blood. but actually I have this big issue here. So kindly help me, you know, get rid of this big issue. It becomes more focused. And Krishna further reciprocates. He put us in a situation that we have to, we're forced to deal with these things. Because otherwise, anything will make sense. So that's very wonderful. And we're very grateful about it. And if we remain in that position, humble position of understanding how kind the Lord is, and I'm depending on His mercy to allow me to see and to understand and to be able to overcome these things, then the Lord will be very pleased and will continue reciprocating. So I don't feel very well, so I'm going to cut it short, but I can take some, we can do some questions and then, you know, do like that. Any comments or questions you may have? Jai Baladev Prabhu.
Hare Krishna Prabhu, thank you for your class. The one thing that I've noticed that Lord Shiva's reaction, unlike ours, would be usually in a material world, we kind of compare ourselves to others, like, why is the Lord? The Lord says He's equal to everyone in the Bhagavad Gita. And naturally, I'm just thinking like of a funny situation. It's not like Lord Shiva was thinking, how come you don't put this potency over like someone like Haridas? Can you see how, actually, never mind, that's not true, because Maya tried to seduce him and he passed the test, never mind. But anyway, my question is essentially is that you were mentioning that Lord Shiva was humble even despite, you know, the worst insult you could be called as a spiritualist is a hypocrite. But he wasn't disturbed. He didn't care about his reputation. All he cared about is how powerful the Lord is. So my question is that you were mentioning the stage in Narsinavriti. It appears that despite praying to the Lord like all the time with intense devotion, please remove all my anartas. It still, you know, it seems like, you know, it doesn't happen, but it appears that how my question is essentially is that if the Lord removed all anartas, then the tendency, I had a similar question the other day, is that the tendency is that we'll think we deserve respect.
We deserve what?
Respect. The tendency is that if the Lord remove all our anartas, we'll deserve respect. So my question is, not that we want to have anartas, but it seems like having some anartas are more conducive to humility, because then you realize I really don't deserve respect. Everyone deserves respect but me, you know. So is it more conducive, or like what are we praying for, like to remove all our anartas? Or I haven't formulated my question very well, but it appears that having some type of anarta is conducive to being more humble. And so can you expand on those points a little bit as well, fast as possible?
It becomes a non-issue, the respect issue. It becomes a non-issue as we progress. You know, you receive it, you may not receive it, it's a non-issue. That Trinara Pisunichina, you know, Amanina, Madanina. So, regardless if it's there or it's not there, doesn't change, you know, because you're not expecting that. So as we progress, it's like that, you know, and as we also, when we ask I was going to say the when we ask for the Lord to help us remove, obviously we're fully dependent on His mercy, because otherwise the whole thing on our own is hopeless. That's Lord, that's Srila Rupa Goswami's teachings. You know, hope against hope. That on my own is impossible. It's actually hopeless, hopeless case. But you, my Lord, you're very kind, so you can remove. So, however, we have to do something that we just don't do, which is take full shelter of Krishna. So as long as we don't have that full conviction of fully taking shelter of Krishna, then we're, you know, removing the things that doesn't allow us to full take shelter of Krishna, take full shelter of Krishna. You know, if we, the Lord can remove, like Prabhupada mentioned, that with a kick of his boot, he can remove the whole thing. He can, you know, make you squeaky clean. With one kick of his boot, he say that. The problem is that, you know, we don't place ourselves in that position. We need a little timing. And Krishna is very kind. We all have our timings. So we have to do our part. Our philosophy is in line with the model that Srila Ramanujacharya gave in explaining saranagati or surrender, which is the example of the monkey, a little baby monkey. You have to hold. The mother will take you. The mother monkey will take you from point A to point B. Your part is that you have to grab and hold that. You know, if we don't, if we like, we don't do that part, then we won't be able to be moved from point A to point B. It will be a slower process. So the removal of anarthas is a gradual process to understand our full dependency on Krishna and to take that full shelter. So, you know, with the chanting of the holy name, first is the cleansing of the mirror of the heart, then is the material ordeal becomes extinguished, and then, you know, devotion starts to appear in your heart. So, you know, it's a gradual process. But yeah, it really, we have to do our part. We pray, please help me remove this thing, but we don't, you know, is it that, what is it, the disciple trying to, Guru Maharaj, help me overcome this. Okay, come next day. You know, and I show you. Okay. When he comes, the Guru Maharaj to the ashram, he hears this scream, help! Help! And then he runs and then say, Guru Maharaj, you know, holding to a branch of a tree, you know, like, help me, help me! And then, yeah, Guru Maharaj, I have you, let go. No, 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 help me, let go, I have you. Help, you know, and then, okay, he let go. And then, so what do you learn? I was just going to teach you how to overcome your anartha. So you ask for help, but if you don't let go, it's useless, you cannot be helped. So that's our problem. We're in the process of trying to let go. To let go this idea that we can be happy in the material world. And the things from the material world, you know, is our shelter. in different things, and then fully take shelter. Any other thing? Okay. Thank you. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Oh.